Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Welcome to Enter the Light. We came back this week with our friend. There's our music coming in. Spooky. Okay. This week's guest, we tried to have Trilby on last week, but we have Trilby Johnson again this week, who has graciously come back for another go. And Trilby is an author, a speaker, and a body energy alchemist. And I'm just going to introduce you around to our other host, is Jan Drake Bakke is with us, and I'm going to just let Trilby say a few words about her work, and then we'll go on to a poem of Jan's. So go ahead, Trilby, tell us about your work.
Hi, I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much, and I love the name of your program, Enter the Light. I had a chuckle when I saw that because living in New Zealand, we are the land of the first light. So it seemed so appropriate. So my work, there's so much I could talk for hours, so I'll try and abbreviate that. I love bodies. I'm passionate about bodies. I've had a great hate and love relationship with my own body for a long, long time. But basically my life changed when one day I was feeling really, really depressed to the point of almost suicidal. And I had this aha moment where I realized that the only thing that really was keeping me going and that was supporting me was my body. And from that moment, my life changed. And so with that, of course, it's been a very interesting adventure, still ongoing. And I think for me, the greatest challenge, being highly sensitive and empath, was how do I manage my own energy? That was really important to me without becoming totally overwhelmed. And there again, my own body really helped me. And when I say body, yes, I'm talking about the whole body. So the body, the physical body, and then our energy bodies, because of course this is our vessel whilst we're on this planet. And it's basically this amazing, sophisticated mastermind antenna that's feeding us information all the time. And so I kind of life stopped me through suffering and struggle, which I knew was an illusion. And I kind of thought, hang on, these patterns are repeating themselves. So, and when I actually sat down and started to dissect them, I saw clear signs of where I had been given information, like my little voice said, don't do that. And when I did it, I landed in the in the bad place. So I've learned to, for me it's been very much a journey from self-loathing to self-love. And I know a lot of people struggle with self-love as being something selfish, but having not had it, it's so powerfully transformative. And basically, that's what I support people in doing in their spiritual well-being, their body, mind, spirit integration, so that they can love themselves. Because once you do that, or get to a point where you can have that as a foundation, your life takes on a whole new perspective. And, you know, what comes to mind is the word reborn. You really are reborn. You know, in the Christian church, there's the religious context, but it is a rebirth where, I know for me, I became really aware of my spiritual agreement rather than the human agreement. So that's kind of in a nutshell, but I have lots to say and I could talk for hours. So if you have any questions, please go.
Absolutely. And I want to say, too, I've been following Trilby's blog for quite a while now, and I've been reading her articles, and I find it really very inspiring and really helpful. You are a very, very inspiring teacher, Trilby. So I hope you guys will go on to Trilby's website.
You.
And yeah, no, I've watched your progress, and it's like watching a flower bloom. It's just fabulous.
Lovely. Yeah. And that's such a beautiful analogy, Lynn. Thank you so much, because it is that. It's this flower that blossoms, and you can't explain it to somebody. You know, that's what I say to people. When you're standing in that place of you hate yourself or you don't love yourself, it's very hard to even imagine what that feels like. But a flower is such a beautiful analogy.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you could even say the things that come out of those little wrinkled seeds are pretty miraculous, eh? Okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, miracles. So we're going to move on, and just here, Jan's got a new poem for us this week. I said body energy alchemist properly, and I can't say poem. Oh, well. And so we do have a caller waiting. So we'll do the poetry section, and then we'll move on to a caller, and we'll go on from there. So, Jan, take it away.
Thank you, Lynn, and welcome everybody. And Trilby, I just love listening to what you're saying here. I have had body problems from day one since I came into this life. So I just can't wait to hear more about what you are going to be saying tonight. So, here's this poem, and it's called Entering the Exit Zone. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. We are guided and not alone, which will help us keep our equilibrium. It is a wonderful place in this life in which we live here. We learn, suffer, and rejoice, this earth school that is so dear. It's going by so fast, so much to do. Our loved ones only here for so long, and then they are gone. It seems like minutes, only a few. Take the spiritual path. It's less treacherous and a ticket for later. It will help us see the difference between a lover and a hater. And when our exit is very near, that ticket you will make your passing without fear. And that's that poem.
Oh, thank you, Jen. That's
lovely.
Great. It really is. So, okay. And I just wanted to give a little shout out to our friend DC. DC and Eileen do the Angelantic show, but I was a little freaked from last week's tech glitch, so I asked DC to sort of hang in the studio. She's putting her coffee cup on the console as we speak. DC, get your coffee off the console. But anyway, she's hanging around very graciously in case I get like sucked into the void, and I don't want you guys hanging here. Okay, so with no further ado, we're going to take our first caller. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question of Trilby, or Jan and I can do a little reading for you, our call in is 646-564-9868. Okay, and our first caller is area code 740. You're on the air. Hello.
Well, hi, ladies. I wasn't expecting to get through. I was just going to listen tonight.
Oh, no. I know this voice.
Oh, you sure do know this voice. It's Sue.
Sue. Hi, Sue. You were so kind. Like, I wrote to you after the show and she said, don't worry. These things happen. Well, Sue, welcome. We're so glad to hear from you. And
thank you. Hi, DC.
Hello, Sue.
It's wonderful to listen to all you ladies tonight.
We're having a great night, Relieved that the microphone came on, hey.
That's great.
Yeah.
It just wasn't meant to be last week.
I guess, but somebody suggested it was a lot of the planets going retrograde, so I'm gonna pin it on the planets.
Sure, why not? Well, I wasn't expecting to get through. I was just going to listen. So if any messages come through, I'll just take that.
Okay. Or would you like to ask any, have you got any questions that you want to pose to Trilby? You sound like you're really together there, Sue. You sound
pretty good. I'm a good faker then.
Well, listen, we only have Trilby here tonight, and I'd love to get anything you need to ask or anything you'd like to ask Trilby, first of all.
Well, she does a lot of body work, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I've been having a lot of pain issues that I cannot get under control. Diet changes, medication, meditation, just that nothing seems to be working. And I'm pretty sure that it's mostly stress related along with the arthritis and everything, but tons and tons of stress. So any advice in that area would be great.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
This is Trilby. When you first came on the call, it's like I got these, like, your energy is like pulsating out, but erratically. And what I'm getting is you really need to focus on the breathing, your breathing. So the pain and that, the best way I've found for our body to actually transmute energy and pain is through breathing. It's so simple that the mind will say, oh, that's a load of BS, you know, but it works. So when you're finding the pain, if you can just drop into your breathing, so just stop and be present to the pain. And, of course, the nerves will be shrieking, no, I don't want to do that. But, you know, it won't go away because what you resist will persist until you've got it. What I also got with the meditation, and I've experienced this myself, if we're not properly in alignment and grounded, it's not advisable to meditate because you're actually opening yourself up to different kinds of energy.
Okay.
And that can just kind of pull you off center even more. So that's why the breathing is something that you can be very aware of. I have a free audio on my website, and it's called Distress, Detox, and Relax. And it's basically talks you through what I call conscious breathing, which brings you into the now. And that's, I found, the easiest, quickest, most natural way to really resolve most things. It sounds crazy, I know. People think, huh, what, the breathing? But when you do it with awareness, it shifts a whole lot. And it will also help to bring you back into your body. Because often what happens when we have pain is we check out. Okay, our soul kind of separates itself from the body because of the pain. And if we're not breathing sufficiently, the breath is so important. I mean, our brain uses up 2/3 of the oxygen. So if we're not already breathing correctly and properly, and most of us are not, just on a daily basis. And it's not about, you know, sitting there thinking, oh, I have to change the way I breathe. Your body knows exactly how you need to breathe. And our bodies have a consciousness of their own. And if we allow them to just kind of lead the way and just sit back and observe, which is ultimately, I think, what meditation is about, it's how you become the observer of whatever's going on from a place of centeredness, then it just all kinds of falls into place. So we really do have everything we need within us, and it's right under our nose. And that's what I'm sharing with you. And I think that will definitely help that when you ripple out your energy, because remember, it's like you're in a glass bowl. Whatever you ripple out is going to hit the sides of the glass container and come back to you. And
right.
So we want those ripples to be nice and smooth and peaceful, and releasing, so that when it comes back, we get the relief and not exacerbated pain or whatever it is.
Well, great. Thank you. I will definitely try that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, definitely, Sue. Check out Trilby's website. There's a lot of good stuff on there. So definitely worth checking out. So, Jan. Trilby, were you okay there, Trilby? That was pretty fabulous.
No, that's good.
Yeah, breathing is so important. So, Jan, how are you doing there? Did you get anything
Yes, I did, but I just want to say, Trilby, when I was listening to that, I just really, oh, I love that, the image of how we ripple things out and to let it go out in a nice way so that it will ripple back in a nice way. And that just, oh, I just pictured the water and just that beautiful calm and nice feeling. And I felt a whole ripple of effect there. That was so powerful. That is just so lovely. And with that,
Thank you.
The water image, as I was seeing there too, when Sue first came on, the very first thing that I saw was water. And then you started talking, and the water just, I kept seeing the water, and so it's kind of neat that you were talking about the ripples, because it sort of went along with that, but I kept seeing this animal, it's in a baby form, you know, like a young little one, really cute, really cute, up in the air, kind of like doing somersaults and in the water, like, the water is spraying up high, and it's floating up in this water and doing somersault. It's really joyful. But I did see the animal go back into the water and swimming and feeling really, really good. And it was a penguin, and it was a baby penguin. And what I was feeling about that was that also along with breathing, with what Trilby was saying, was that maybe you might want to get in some water too to relax the muscles, some warm water maybe in a bath with some nice soothing oils, and to help the pain also and do the breathing. And so, but with the penguin, as I was saying that, it was so joyous. The feeling of what they're saying about the penguin is that you're much more powerful and durable than you think you are, and you have everything that you need inside of you, in front of you, to have a good life and to always keep that in mind. And you're able to experience lucid dreaming, and, you know, that's what the penguin is also really known for, is the lucid dreaming and the astral traveling, where you become very aware of your dreams, and you know the details, and you're awake in the dreams.
Yep.
And also, do you ever do that?
Quite often, yes.
Yeah, okay. And it's also an excellent time to explore the astral traveling type of stuff too, if you're interested in that.
Yes.
And whatever you're suffering through or simply enduring, be as loving, compassionate, and patient with yourself and with others as much as you can while you go through that cycle. So that I can see how the breathing and just being loving and patient as much as you can with the pain to go through that. And as soon as you face a test of your will, as long as your will are aligned with Spirit's will, you will sail through it. This is part of the penguin, and you have a remarkable capacity to endure even the harshest conditions. So no matter what the challenges are, you always end up landing on your feet, and you have a gift of being able to feel comfortable and in different states of consciousness. So that's a really neat animal that you have around you, and I think it fits pretty well, and so that's what I have. I hope the water
might feel
good for you.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that's good. All right, thank you, Jan.
Sure.
Okay, Sue, I immediately picked up. I got an image of a weight. Like almost like a cartoon anvil. You know, you see the coyote and the roadrunner, and he drops that on the... So
yeah.
There's a very heavy weight, and opposing that is a balloon that has all the strength to pull you up. But I'm getting an image of you carrying a load that is not yours. You're carrying your own energy, but are you carrying a little bit of someone else's energetic load right now?
More than a little bit, yes, a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, okay. Now, you were mentioning pain and whatnot in your body, and I'm wondering specifically, are you having trouble with your lower back?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that you stop carrying all this extra. Is it person or people? Are you carrying a lot of other people's energy, or is there one person bothering you a little bit here?
My mother the most. I'm her caregiver. I take care of her. She is dying. So,
oh, honey, okay.
I have all of the stress of that. And then I also have a son that's 40 years old that thinks he's a teenager that can't get his life together, so I carry the stress from that. And
okay, I'm kind of getting a bingo thing when you mentioned the son.
Yeah.
The lower back stress, the lower back pain, it relates almost as if you're carrying somebody's homework and their groceries and their backpack, and they're just walking along going doo 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 doo, and you're carrying all the stuff. Okay. Okay. So these two images of the heavy weight and the balloon, you're going to have to let go of the weight somehow, you know. And you know, this is something we might, if Trilby doesn't mind, I just have a couple, one more image to give you. And then if we can circle back to Trilby.
Okay.
I think that's something that you can actually get some pretty good advice about this, because I don't think this is an uncommon problem with people. We're often we're paddling our own canoe and towing somebody else behind us. And very often that doesn't do that other person good, even though it's coming from compassion.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's not helping them to stand on their own feet. But anyway, on the sort of spirit side of things, the name Alan comes through, and he's offering you either a chocolate rose or a chocolate rabbit. I can't tell which it is, but it's a chocolate, a sweet chocolate offering, in the shape of a rose or a rabbit. I wrote both down anyway, but it's the name Alan. Okay.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell at all?
Alan, no, not at all.
I'm thinking this is someone who's crossed and on the maternal side of your family. Now, your mother is beginning to transition over back home again. So I would.
Is she finally?
Well, I'm just saying you mentioned she's on the journey.
Okay.
Right? And she's
basically
preparing to just, I mean, this isn't home. This is where we go to school, right?
Right.
So, okay. So, and you can't, obviously, you can't drop your duties as a caregiver
right
now. But I feel that your son could maybe, without being unkind, can maybe carry a little bit more of his own responsibility, because I think that's weighing you down. And I honestly think that lower back pain will be relieved if you just stop carrying that energy. But anyway, Alan, I think, is somebody who's standing by to help your mom when the time comes. Okay.
Good.
So this may be someone she knew better. Okay. And
that's,
is she still
then,
verbal?
Yeah.
And she's still able to talk to you and whatnot?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, you could ask her. And it's either a rose or a rabbit. I don't know why. I can't figure out which it is, but it's definitely a lovely chocolate offering. It's like
maybe it's a rabbit holding a rose.
Oh, could be. Would that mean anything for you?
It seems like it should. It's
okay.
Just like when you said the rabbit and the rose, I pictured a rabbit holding a rose. It popped into my head.
I'll buy that. I love that image. So why not?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know you have a lot of, you work on your psychic abilities, so you're just pulling your images in too, and I love that. So I'm going to put you back to Trilby, and if you can just maybe talk about how, you know, we can stop letting people act as energy vampires to us. If you have any words of wisdom. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're words of wisdom, but I'll share with you what helped me.
All right, that's perfect.
I'm very practical, you know, in my, it's like when I'm in a bad place, my question is, how can I change this? You know, so that's a great question. I did a webinar a while ago on how to make questions your superpower, because when you ask the right question, it opens up a whole new set of possibilities. And there's a whole entrainment around questions in this, because we've been trained to think that you've got to give a answer and it's got to be the right answer, which is a whole load of baloney. So ask questions. I think one of the most powerful questions for me is this mine? Any feeling or any thought that I have? And I'll just give you examples. When I do not ask this question, I can go for anything from 2 hours to 2 weeks feeling completely, you know, pulled in all directions. And then, ping, I remember, is this mine? And the minute I ask the question, the energy moves away.
I never thought to do that with pain. I do that. I get panic anxiety attacks.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I will stop and say, if this is for me, let me know what it is. If it's not for me, let it go.
Yeah.
So I know.
Yeah.
I never thought about it for pain, though.
Absolutely. And that's why pain is the energy. Pain is the energy that comes through our nervous system, and you know, whether it comes through as an emotion or what, that's what I said at the beginning of the show. When you realize that your body, your physical body, your energy bodies are like this super sensitive antenna. I mean, it's picking up on so much information, and it's kind of being pushed down this funnel through the brain and through the senses, you know, and of course what comes through the brain is also, it depends what our habits are and things like that, because the brain is very good at matching. Anyway, the way I would work on your question, Sue, if I can suggest, because what I find is people who are nurturers especially, we tend to think, and I think it links to what Lynn was saying about, you know, we have to realize when we're enabling somebody. And I have a really, I always ask, is this my business? And if it's not my business, I hand it over to source or whatever, you know, the higher power. Because it's the same kind of dynamic. We cannot solve other people's issues for them. That is their business. The only thing I can take care of is my business.
Right.
I just felt, whilst your question is offered in a very loving and good intention way, it's kind of, I felt, leaving a door open energetically, because you're still not making a choice. You're not saying, you know, okay, because even if something is ours, we still have the choice, I believe. You know, I don't think that we were made to be doormats. And for me, when we really stand in our own power and realize that we are literally creating, co-creating with everything that we choose, it shifts the whole perspective and it adds value. So is this mine? And especially for pain, there are so many... our body goes through its own intensities and our body has its own needs from our personality. And so your body will be going through its own metamorphosis, if I could put it that way. And I've been experiencing that personally myself. I've never really had physical pain as such, except for the last few weeks. And it's really been very important to take stock, stop, breathe, is this mine? And it's, the mind will try and step in and say, well, yeah, it is. It's only ours if we take it on. And that's where we have the choice. So even if it is, say, ours, you can still say, I now hand this over.
Okay.
It's just a different dynamic. I don't think that we were ever meant to be subservient to the divine I am. We are co-creators. You know, God created us in its image. And I think that this is part of the transition we're going through. We really are stepping into the mastery of our lives. And for that, it's, do I behave like a master? A master wouldn't be saying, well, you know, if this is meant for me. It's kind of, can you feel the difference?
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Wonderful. And mm-hmm. is that a sense in your mind too, or is it something you feel? How do you make sense of that? Because that's important too.
It makes sense in my mind, but it also makes sense, I guess you would say, in my spirit, because it's like when you were talking, it was through my whole body that I got
Fantastic.
A reaction. So, I feel so.
Yeah. Wonderful. And that is, if you would like to put a word to it, for me, that's a sign that you are in alignment.
Okay, good.
And there's just like things click into place.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So ask, you know, next time you have the pain, is this mine? And let me know how you go, because it's very interesting. You know, I don't want to put into your mind what will happen, because it's so powerful and only you know. And, you know, even if it is yours, hand it over. In the sense, like, I no longer wish to experience this as pain. You know, what else is possible?
Yeah,
can you see how you're making your choice? So that's setting your intention, and then you ask a question. And I have to laugh, because when I do this often on social media, people actually think I'm asking them the question, which is fine. But I'm asking the question to the I am. I'm not asking it to people, you know. But it's interesting mm-hmm. how the mind will step in and say, oh, well, of course it's mine. Well, yes, if you say so. That's,
there you
know,
you go.
So it's,
right.
Yeah. So anything is, and at the same time, take care of your body. You know, make sure you are getting enough rest. You know, especially lower back pain is very common in women particular, and it's linked to your lower two chakras, the base chakra, which is your survival, and also the hara, the sacral chakra, where it's this desire to express and process spiritually, you know. So, so I'm hoping that, you know, when you ask the questions, you'll get more clarity. But, yeah, I question everything. You know, as a kid, I was always told I asked too many questions. But it is our superpower, you know. And it's not about asking incessant just questions for no reason. Again, when you ask it with consciousness, it's a whole different dynamic.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I will definitely
cool.
do that.
That's fantastic.
Great.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Trilby. That's great. And Sue, I just pulled up a little reading for you. It's very, very brief, but I just did it. I pull up what you might need to hear, and just like the I Ching sort of thing. And what I pulled up for you here is, no matter what thought occurs, don't try to stop it. And that's for you.
And that makes perfect sense, and I truly appreciate that.
Oh, I think I have a sense you're a really giving person, and I just hope you give back a little to Sue, and you know, cut those weights that are holding you down, and you might find that the relationships improve, because when people have to be responsible for themselves, even in increments, they'll start to feel better, and they'll start to relate better too. But you look after you, because you're worth it. Very much so.
Thank you. And those are things I am definitely going to work on.
Okay. Well, bless you, Sue. Thank you so much for calling in. And
Thank you so much, ladies, for taking my call.
We don't have a lot of callers tonight, so you're welcome to hang out. And we were just going to – I was actually going to ask Trilby if you didn't mind just talking about one of your most recent books, Fearlessly Alone. I think that's a book that can be very important. Yeah.
Cool. And yeah, thanks, Sue. Yeah, and thanks, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would love to talk about my book, Fearlessly Alone. It's kind of my life story. But as spirits often has a great sense of humor, you know, while I was writing it, I thought, I better do some research. And I was absolutely blown away by the synchronicity and the correlation between... Well, first, the fact that there is research between, let's say, our emotions, but specifically there's now quite extensive research on loneliness and feelings of isolation and impacts on health. You know, so there's actually, they've started to see that in people who suffer from dementia or who have higher risk of heart attacks and, you know, suicidal tendencies and that, there are definitely links to emotions such as loneliness and isolation and, you know, the social structure of a person's life. I wrote this book because I had been lonely most of my life, and I used to judge myself for that. I used to think there was something wrong with me because I wasn't having the life that everybody else said I should be having. And as you can hear now, I can laugh about it because it's like, oh my God, what was I thinking? And that's the huge shift for me, because when I actually understood, you know, my soul's agreements and my soul's agenda for me, it took on a whole different dimension. And I just, I actually started writing the book about 2.5 years ago, and then probably March this time last year, I got what I call a kick in the butt from spirit.
Okay.
That said, write it now. You've got a window, okay? And so I did. So I got the book finished in like 4 or 5 months intensive. And as I said, everything was there. The data just popped up, you know, and then I noticed more and more people started to talk about, you know, loneliness and the impact it's having on our health. And it's not just loneliness. It's any strong emotion, you know, or cases of abuse. So it's definitely, I was delighted because being a body energy alchemist, I mean, I've known for years that there's a link between the emotions and the body and our thoughts. But finally, you know, research is starting to show that this is. And I think people are more ready now to be open to this information. So, it's quite a thorough book, because I didn't want it just to be, you know, more information. So what I've done is I've also included at the second part of the book is exercises, what I call taking action, that I used to get me through, to, you know, help me with shifting my thinking, to help me get me through those moments. Because like I said, you know, when you're in a tough spot, you need solutions and you need to know what you can do. Because I think many of us know that we have to change something, but we don't know how to go about it. And so that's what
true.
I wanted to provide. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
There's a lot of the, you know, I look at the kind of socialization process of why we actually have the emotions we do. And because we can only change what we can be aware of.
Right.
it's wife, it covers a lot of areas. It covers gender, it covers health, you know, emotional, money, things like that, and just kind of touches on that, and grief as well, lifestyles, how these impact on us, and then also how to move out of that programming, which is what I did. So, I mean, I'm basically, you know, explaining my thought process over and through the book, substantiated, like, with research that's kind of showing that there is a crisis going on, especially with the growing, you know, the baby boomers now are moving into their retirement ages, and that's unprecedented. So we're going to have, we have a lot of elderly population, populated people, population, you know, and we need to find a way to take care of them in the sense, you know, stimulate them and deal with them other than old people, you know. And so it's just becoming aware of the labels as well that we put on people, you know, and things like that. So it's quite a thorough book. But yeah, it's I'm very proud of it, and I hope that, you know, the people who read it, I love to hear from people who've read it. So if you do read it, please let me know.
Sounds really interesting.
I was just going to say there is a Facebook page for that particular book. Just type in Fearlessly Alone in the search and it'll come up. And I just wondered, where is it available elsewhere, Chilby?
Lynn, it's available online, Amazon, or if you go to my website under books, you can find both my books there. Or if you walk into your local bookshop and order it, just give them the title and my name, and they should be able to bring it up. So whatever you know, if you like to go to your bookshop and order it, that would be great. Otherwise, online. So it's available in ebook and it's available in paperback, large print, and hardcover.
Okay. And what's the other one you've written too? That one before that was the Aha.
Yeah. Yes.
Did
aha
I get that
moments.
Right? The Aha moment. Okay.
Yes,
good.
Aha moments. Yeah. Those are, you know, that book came about because, I mean, I post a lot on social media, and I just kind of thought all of this is kind of going down the pipe, you know, down the drain.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'm going to take some of the quotes that I put there, because I do spontaneous writing. So a lot of my posts are just like, you know, in a split second, like spirit speaks to me and I write it down. So I thought, well, make a collection of those. You know, and this is an idea for anyone who wants to publish their own book. You know, take what you put on social media and put it in a book form, because, you know, not everybody is on Facebook, believe it or not. There are a lot of people who are not on Facebook. And it's a great way. There's something so special about holding your own book in your hands. It's, you know, it's incredible. And you know, it makes a great gift. It's a great business card. You know, you can hand it out to people. So Aha Moments is to, I use mine. It's, you know, basically kind of like an oracle, and I just open it from time to time. And, you know, these are thoughts or an insight or a question. I was speaking earlier, you know, with Sue about using questions as superpower, and just it helps to reframe the mind in that second. You know, it's like a tarot card, except it would be a quote or a thought or something to make you reflect on. And that was really, really fun. I would like to do a calendar for that, you know, like 365 days where I just have that. So that's something I might have for next year, because
neat.
It's perennial, you know. It's just it was interesting because when I first came out with that book, people said, just another quote book. And I asked, what do you mean by that? And they said, you know, a lot of people just take other people's quotes and then put it in a book and present it, you know? And I said, no, these are my ideas, you know? So it's a great way to share your awarenesses, because we all have a message to share and we all have somebody who's looking to hear what we have to say in the way we have to say it, you know, and that, that's great if you do a little book like that. And I also do a little bit of coaching on self-publishing. So if anybody is interested in their own, you know, how to publish their own book and they'd like, you know, to maybe some coaching, I'm open to that as well. It's a very interesting journey for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, well, have a look. Have a look on Amazon or on Facebook. Find through all these books. I think they're a very worthy read. And I'm trying to read as many of your articles. I'm trying to catch up all the time. But every time I read one, I learn something, and it's like they are aha moments, and you go, oh yeah, that's great. And I know, like, what's great is you have talked the talk and then you have walked the walk. So you've been there, baptism of fire, the whole thing, and you've come through it looking pretty darn good. So you're an example of how it can be done.
Thank
That's
you.
Great.
Yeah, no, it's very important to me to walk my talk, and everything that I do share is I have experienced it and I've gone through it, and so that's how I know that it works, you know. So it's just about fine tuning it. For each of you. And it's about you having your aha moment. You know, it's not about taking my idea and thinking, ooh, you know, this is the way it has to be done. No, but hopefully when you read something I've written, that it opens up something within yourself that, you know, that opens that door for that your higher information to come in. Because it's about your guru, not mine, you know, your way. It's we're here to find our own authentic expression.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you do a very good job. Yeah. Sorry, Jen, you were say that again.
That's okay. I was just going to ask her a question, but if you have something first, I can ask
please.
It after that.
Oh, no, go. Absolutely go.
Okay. Well, Trilby, what I wanted to ask you was, when you were talking about your other book, Fearlessly Alone.
Fearlessly Alone.
I was wondering, how did you figure out how to come through some of the stuff that you were writing about? Like, did you figure this out on your own within yourself, or did you take classes or go do something to help you come through some of those things? You know what I mean? Or did you have all? Okay, so you did go through, like, training things or classes or whatever and stuff like that?
Well, Jane, it's been very much my life path, you know. I mean, I came in feeling alone, let's put it that way. I think from the word go, I mean, the first moment that I became aware that there was just all this struggle and suffering around me, and I thought, this isn't what I signed up for, you know, and I didn't find that, that reflected back to me in many places. And so I did. I felt alone. And in the book, I explain, you know, I mean, I grew up in South Africa where, you know, there was the separation, apartheid and all that going on. So already there was that in the country I was born in, in my own household, there was terrible division. But the good thing was it made me go inward, you know. I became deeply introspective. And at the time it was for survival. I never stopped. I mean, as soon as I could get my hands on books, you know, so I read a lot. I read everything that I could get my hands on. I've done a lot of studies, and it's all been in a quest, you know, to understand what's going on, you know. And at first it was certainly tapping into other people's ideas. But I can remember when I started to read, you know, quite esoteric and mystical books, and the relief I felt, because I thought, oh my God, I'm not alone. You know, I'm not on that face here. And so that's always kind of motivated me, because I was getting echoes. I did start to get echoes, and then I've gone through a lot of, you know, like I finished my degree in psychology, and then I thought, what is that it? And I thought, no way. You know, I had even more questions than before. And I thought, no, there's more. And yeah, and it still drives me today. I mean, there is more. It's like what I said in the beginning, like once I started to love myself, I mean, my goodness, it was a whole new ball game, you know, and now I'm busy enjoying that. And
awesome.
I think why the book took 2.5 years, because although I knew intellectually what I wanted to say, I wasn't in alignment yet energetically. And that kind of happened last year when I did I hit rock bottom, let's put it that way. And then I kind of bounced back, but I bounced back with a lot of my identity stripped away. And I finally could see what my spirit wanted me to do. And that was a whole different dynamic. And that's how I could finish the book. And that's the journey I take the reader on, because it's basically a book on how to become the master in your life, you know. And it's not a sense of mastery as in, but you are the master. We are the master. We are the masters of our lives, you know, and it's a sense of value, really. So, yeah, and I mean, you know, I've done lots of training. I've done Reiki. I've done, you know, DNA activation. So I always the searching to understand. And then what can I do with what I've learned? That was the most important for me, because a lot of people I found it got to a point where I got tired of regurgitating other people's stuff, you know, and I just felt there was something within myself that was waiting to emerge. And kind of like when it, you know, with alchemy, there was just this kind of melting together. And it is a process. And that's kind of where I support people. It's what I call the body, mind, spirit integration process. You know, it is a process and you can't force it. And yet you can fuel it by the things that you do. You know, it's like when you're preparing a garden, you know, you have to till the soil and prepare the beds for when the seeds come, so that, you know, they have the best place to germinate in, and then you feed them. You know, my greatest joy is my organic garden. I learned so much. I actually have just done a blog series, Jen, which you can find on my blog on my website, about the book, and which gives a bit of a behind the scenes, and which explains and gives a bit excerpts from the chapters to help give a bit more insight into, you know, what motivated me. But yeah, certainly it's how to go from that place where, you know, we may be victims, because child abuse, you know, children who are abused, they are victims, you know, so it's not, but we have to step out of that victim mentality if we're going to heal. So it's kind of also that process where we start to, you know, I think the moment I really, really understood what it means to be a co-creator, I started taking things, not seriously, but more consciously, you know, like, again, the ripple. Right. What am I going to send out as the ripple? Because do I want that to come back to me, or do I want something else to come back to me, you know? And that's where the body comes in, because our bodies are sensual organs. They love pleasure, you know? And when we start allowing that coming through, and it's all linked to you know, sexual energy and the feminine energy. And I do touch on that in the book. So, I've never stopped learning or remembering, if I could say, Jan. And yeah, I did, you know, I was in therapy for many years. And then the training helped as well. I mean, I always chose techniques that were I could use on myself. You know, like Reiki is about self-healing. Even NLP, it's to be able to work with people with neuro-linguistic programming. It's just how can I use it on myself? And I do enjoy that. Like I said, I'm pragmatic. You know, I want to know how something works. So, and then I can share it with other people. Yeah.
Well, it sounds. Thank you very much. I appreciate that answer, because I just felt like you had a lot of experience and training, and it seemed that way. And it's in your voice. You can hear it. We can all hear it. And you speak so eloquently, and it's you're so interesting. It's so neat to hear you talk, and very inspiring.
Thank
you. I want to get into the, and the second book is a book that I want to write, because I write all these things, these little poetry and all these types of stuff that you, and they come spontaneous for me too, some of them. And so that, it's like Lynn's been talking about it, but now you've sold me completely, you and Lynn both. So it's awesome. So neat to hear about what you're doing, because you just go ahead and do it. And I love what you're saying here, because it is so true about everything you're saying. I can't really even say what you said, because I wouldn't be able to say it as well as you, but it's just so interesting. So thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for asking. And, you know, it's funny, because I have a neighbor who actually, they're temporary, but funny enough, again, you know, spirits, humor, as they South African. So I kind of met up with my, you know, my original culture, although I'm not patriotic at all. I'm an individualist to my core. So, but it was interesting meeting them, you know, and it was funny because the first time we met and I said, oh, I moved to New Zealand, it was actually on the 9th anniversary. And it was really interesting because the husband turned around and said, what, you came here on your own? And I said, yeah. And he said, why did you do that? And I just looked at him and laughed and said, why not? So why I'm sharing this is because if we wait for somebody to tell us it's okay to do something, you know, you could be waiting a long time. You know,
right.
I've always followed this, and this greater urging within myself, and this knowing that there is something greater. There's a greater, I don't want to say meaning, but there's more to what we're seeing. You know, as Lynn, you said, you know, this isn't our home. It's the dream. You know, the other side is the real. And so to find the balance between that, because, you know, I mean, a lot of mystics previously went crazy with that one, because trying to reconcile the two, it is a challenge, you know. And I'm sure, as you ladies know, awakening is certainly not easy. It takes everything you think you know about yourself and, you know, it puts it through the washer.
Definitely.
And, yeah. And it's extremely intense. So, but thank you. And I mean, self-publishing, I mean, that's another topic, but absolutely, it's opened up the doors for so many of us, because I am a person like that, because, you know, if I waited for a publisher to come forward and take my book, I mean, you know, I could wait forever, and I don't have time, you know, to wait. I have things to say. And I'm saying them.
Excellent. Yeah.
So I encourage you.
I love
you.
That.
Yeah. And you can do so much with your quotes. You know, you can make tarot cards, you can make a calendar, you know.
T-shirts.
Lovely. Absolutely. Oh, T-shirts are a great business idea.
You know,
people love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know. I just want to say to caller area code 216, don't give up. I did see you on the call list. So if you want to call back, we'll take your call. We were just, I just took a bit of time to get to you, but don't give up and call back because we still have time if you want to call back. I know it takes a while and people get tired of waiting, and I don't blame them, but yeah. So anyway, carry on. I was just going to say too that we have to unlearn so much of what is put into our heads from, you know, childhood, the societal messages, the taboos, the oh no. What did I read by was it Leonardo da Vinci or Van Gogh? It was one of those guys, and he said, when people tell you that you can't paint, you should go ahead and paint. Like, it's, you know, people tell you no, you can't, and you know, and you have to unlearn so much. But it can be done, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but, absolutely. And even that, it can be a lonely road. You know, if you've got ideas that are not part of, you know, what the mass society agrees with, you are going to be an outsider. And it's about having the courage to still, you know, be you, because, you know, who the innovators of the world were outsiders. You know, they were outside of the crowd. You know, and it's again, minding your own business. And by that, I mean building your confidence, having the courage. You know, a huge thing for me is having to let go of the need for validation. You know, I had to really work on rejection. And the best thing for me is my business, because, boy, do I get rejected every day. But now it's like, oh, yeah, okay. It's just like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, and how can I find another way of saying this? And it's wonderful, because I used to think I wasn't creative, but I've actually found I'm actually very creative. And
oh, I'd
just
say
allowing
so.
That to confirm me, you know, and saying, well, you know, how else can I do this? How can I find another way to say this so that people get it, you know? And it's fine-tuning. And I think if we have anything really to do, ultimately, it's to fine-tune. It's to fine-tune our choices. You know, what am I choosing for myself today that feels good? And then dealing with what comes up, because a lot of us don't believe that we deserve good. And, you know, is that working for you or not? You know,
Well, that deserving thing, that I see that in so many people, like, it's, you know, how dare I want to be happy? How dare I take happiness, you know?
Actually, I think I have a quote in Aha Moments, and it's actually, I love words, because if you break them down, and if you break down the word deserve, it's deserve. So who are you deserving?
Oh, aha.
Aha. <Cool. laughs> and that is a reason why energetically we feel this pull, because I think our soul knows that we are deserving, in the sense we are worthy anyway. And yet there's this concept that's been ingrained in us that we have to earn whatever it is we have to earn. And it's crazy, and yet we live our lives like this, you know.
Yeah.
So
somebody pointed out. Sorry, carry on.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So I was just going to say, someone pointed out to me that humans are the only animal that has to pay to live on the planet. that causes
interesting,
such,
isn't it?
It really is, and I see that as the root of so many problems people have. How do you live your authentic life and still keep your hydro going? You know what I mean? It's a paradox, and it's how do you do that? You know, and that's such a perennial.
When I did the research for Fearlessly Alone, Lynn, is what I found is the two top factors and this I got from New Year's resolution, is the two main things people ask for every year, you know, with New Year resolution. Number one was that I have more money, and number two mm-hmm. was how can I change my body? So it's money and body shape.
Mm-hmm.
Body wow. image, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's interesting because money is basically linked to abundance, you know, and so is body image. So it's all this, you know, where the whole, and that's a lot the subject of the book, you know, is why are we in the situation we are? And when you look, because I took the time to look at the socialization process and mm-hmm. pinpointed this is why. There's a reason why we believe what we do. Now, the question is, how long are we going to continue believing that? Or are we going to choose beliefs that serve us better rather than deserve us?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And that's a question that you can only answer, only you can answer yourself. But it is,
absolutely,
it is a choice.
But it is a choice, and that's why I love questions, because, and I talk to myself all the time, you know, and I am crazy, so it's fine if people think I'm crazy, it doesn't bother me.
Oh, crazy good.
you know, because, yeah, crazy good, because when you're here, and I, you know, if I can leave one tool with all the listeners, is just start to talk out loud, because it's amazing when you actually hear what you're saying to yourself. You know, there's mm-hmm. that question, do you hear what you're saying? And that was a big aha moment for me when I actually one day, it just popped out and I realized the verbal abuse that was going on inside my head towards myself. And I knew in that second, if I saw somebody else speaking or behaving to somebody else the way I was doing it to myself, I would go over to them and say, stop it. And so
yes.
I walked over to myself and said, no more. You do not talk to yourself like that anymore. And yes, then I, Jan, to answer your question, you know, then I saw techniques, mirror work, you know, affirmations, whatever I needed to get that machine going, because I was not going to talk to myself like that anymore. And so it's little by little you start to change the programming. And as you said, Lynn, it is unlearning. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because
yeah.
we already
and it's
know,
a habit.
But it is
yes,
a habit,
we do.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm.
we've got to keep those little neurons in the brain as flexible as possible. So, you know, biologically, it's a stretch for the body in the sense, because even the brain has been trained for centuries to process information in a certain way. You know, and they talk about
that's
that
right.
in neuroplasticity as well, where now they've actually been able to see that when they start to put in different data, the brains, there's different areas of the brain that start to activate. And I think that links into what Einstein was saying. You know, we most of us only have been using 10% of our brain, but now we're starting to be able to access other places. And that's why I love questions, because when you start to ask different questions, you interrupt the brain's natural, habitual thinking, which,
yeah.
if you want to create change, that's how you. That's one of the ways which I used to create a shift in my thinking.
I apologize for the sound there, guys. That's my compressor going off in my workshop. I forgot to unplug it. It should stop any time. There we go. My goodness. Well, that was silly. But I had a thought and it fell out.
I think, carry on.
I
love the noises. You know, the synchronicity. It's like somebody like going.
Well, I think
like
we
had steam or whatever.
Probably, eh? Well, we had the canine overlord barking during a reading where we were picking up all sorts of dogs a couple of weeks ago. So
mm-hmm.
it's all meant to be, I would say. But you know, what was? Oh yeah, I was. It was the burnt toast analogy thing. I've noticed like there's a lot of, especially with women, you know, they're trained to look after everyone. And if there's a bit of, everything's perfect except there's one little bit of burnt stuff, they'll give it to themselves, right? And energetically, we tend to repeat those patterns just in that ripply effect you were saying. Yeah, you give yourself the short shrift and the crumbs and give every, and it's not that you shouldn't be generous and giving, but you've got to give yourself a share, like you deserve a share too, right? We have to give to ourselves, especially. And I've seen, you know, as I say, flower blossoming, when you apply those ideas, it really does make a difference. I mean, look at Trilby. It's amazing. And yeah, so carry on. I was going to say, is DC still with us?
I'm here.
I just wondered, did you want to ask? Were you? I'm sorry. I just wondered, did you want to ask Trilby any questions or make a comment or anything?
No,
at all?
I mean, it's been beautiful. It's interesting. I do want to know, is Sue still with us?
Yes, I am.
There she is.
So I just wanted to say to you, when you first came on, I saw this little fairy dancing. So I'm getting that you have to be like a little bit more free, a little bit more childlike, really enjoy yourself. And then as the ladies began to talk, I saw this beautiful, beautiful heart, and it was held in these hands. And I'm getting the word forgiveness, Sue, that you've got to, you know, let go of the pain that you're holding on within, okay?
Okay.
Let go of the negative emotions that are in your heart and in your mind, and release everything that, you know, from the past that is a disappointment, a sorrow, whatever is like really burdening your soul is what I was getting for you. And then I heard this beautiful music, like these little notes were just floating through the air, and you are such a spiritual person, as Lynn had mentioned, and music is a big part of your spirituality. I don't know if you listen on a regular basis, but I was getting that. Okay,
I used
yeah,
to
you
listen
try to
music
get...
every day. I love music.
Okay.
And when I moved
it
in
has...
with my mother, she does not like music on, so I have not listened to music other than in the car.
You get like
5 years.
Buds or something? Yeah, maybe like earbuds or something, but not in the car, of course, but I mean even around the house. Because I'm getting like the music is going to have a beautiful, energetic impact on your souls, yourselves and your organs. So please try to get back into the music,
okay?
And my dog here wanted to say, you sort of feel like he let you down in a way, Sue.
Pardon me?
And your body, like what everything you've gone through medically, you sort of feel like your body let you down, is what Ginger was saying.
Yes.
And, you know, you're not where you want to be, you know? But please just say to your body, you know what, I know that, you know, you're not working at 100% right now, but I love you. For, you know, just for what you're doing for me right now, I still love you. Okay, Sue?
Okay.
And just, you know, and I'm getting Ginger saying, Mom, she's running around like a chicken. With her head cut off, you've got to slow down a little bit, hon.
I try, but it's not easy right now with everything going on.
She said, Sue has no plug behind her that I can pull out. She said, oh, my gosh, she's worse than the Energizer Bunny. So slow down a little.
Yeah.
I will try.
And then I got something that I just wanted to say is when Lynn was talking about Alan, I feel like this person in spirit is really, like, supporting you and saying that you're, like, a tough person and you're the one that always is, you know, you're carrying the load for everyone. And he's showing me, like, he's putting, you know, these big boulders, and you're still holding all these boulders. So you're trying to, you know, take on the world almost. So you've got to just, you know, like, let go a little bit, you know, and just take care of yourself first, okay?
Okay.
And allow other people to help you. You do need a little bit of support, and like I said, whoever this Alan is, I'm not sure myself who he is, but he's there for you, and he's really trying to help you.
He wants you to try to
be present in the moment and try not to see negativity when you think about, you know, your family or you're looking forward. And that's what I just wanted to give to you, hon.
Well, thank you. Do you think that Alan could possibly be a spirit guide? Because every time you guys mention the name Alan, I feel something over my left shoulder.
That's it.
And that usually indicates one of my guides stepping forward.
I'd say so.
Yep.
Okay.
Trust what you're feeling, Sue, because I think you're a student, as we are, of this whole field, and I think you just develop your spiritual gifts. You need to trust. This is one of the hard ones, and, you know, I say it, but I still have trouble. I don't trust everything that comes through because it doesn't make sense. But just trust it, okay? And if Alan is, you're feeling Alan there as a guide, then absolutely. I have a guide named Jim. And I said, well, why would your name be Jim? That's not very, you know, ethereal or anything like that. And what I was told is that the names are for our benefit. They give those names for our benefit. They don't need them. We do, because we're still in the human, we're still constricted by all the human stuff that keeps us from expanding. And so we need those names. And anyway, I think
they come through in names that mean something to us and bring feeling to us.
There you go.
Well,
yeah.
Being Americans, they're going to be more of an American name. If you go to another country, they're going to be more of a name in that area. Whichever area you feel most comfortable, I think, is the name where our guides' names come from.
Absolutely, I'd say so. Yeah. Okay. So,
Can I just say one more thing for Sue. Sue and I have worked on with Lori on a few missing person cases, and Sue is a phenomenal medium, I have to say. And we did Lori and Sue and I did help bring home one person so far, and so that was a really neat case that we worked on. Remember, Sue, that was a while back.
Yeah, that was a while back. I've worked on a couple other ones since then, too.
Oh, you have you? Oh, good for you. Great.
I've worked on two where the people were found, and one where, unfortunately, they had already crossed.
Yeah.
And I also helped return a couple of animals home that were missing.
Wow.
Fabulous.
That's
amazing. Yeah, keep working on that one. That's fantastic. Yeah.
And
awesome.
Felt really good. And thank you for that, Jan. That makes me feel really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted people to know. I wanted to share that.
Thank you.
That's
Oh, that's fantastic. So, I was wondering about Trilby. You get inspired by spirit all the time too, eh? And so when you're writing, would you say that it was kind of like automatic writing? Like, that's what I do, and it just comes through, and I can do it with my eyes closed, and it still comes through. Is it kind of like that for you?
Yeah, absolutely, Lynn. And, you know, I when I was at school in English, I remember, because I love books. I mean, books basically saved my life, and they're my best friends, you know. And I always wanted to write a book, but I had the belief that, you know, I wasn't good enough for that. And it was actually when blogs started to happen. But before that, too, yeah, I just found that I had a connection through the paper. And it's for me so symbolic of how spirit comes through into the physical, you know, which of course is what we're doing here, is when you write something down. It's such a beautiful metaphor. So, yeah, absolutely. That's why I often read over stuff I've written and think, wow, did I write that? It's channeled, you know. I definitely go into a different space. I've learned to actually carry a little recorder around with me, because I don't always have a pen and paper handy, and I found that I would get ideas in the most bizarre places and moments. So I'd zip out the recorder and just kind of, you know, make a few words so I would remember, because otherwise it's gone, you know, usually. sometimes I'm able to recapture it. But no, absolutely, Lynn, it's automatic writing. And that's how it started for me. And I do find, I mean, I love to talk, but there's just, I have a different connection when I'm writing. And I think it is because, you know, my personality steps aside and this information just comes through.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Yeah, and you know, if you're everyone, just give that a try. It's quite an interesting experience, and it's not woo woo at all. It's actually your soul self coming through with the information for you, basically. I think. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
You're connected with your
Higher self. Yes, I channel for a show that I do in the mornings, and it's a beautiful experience. And for people that don't, like, if they're not channeling presently like that, Lynn, you could just start off by just little easy yes or no questions. Start off with that, and work your way up because you're going to build confidence. Start with, like, you know, is my name Lynn? Well, you know, if it comes out, yes, you know your name is Lynn, you know, and then you're going to get confidence. But they say to start, like, really slowly, you know. And I always invite, like, my angels to be with me, whomever you trust, your guides, your angels, to be with you during these sessions as well.
Yes, exactly. In terms of gremlins reappearing, I'm going to say we've got about 10 minutes left in the show. And my monitor's gone out. I can hear you guys fine, but I can't see the screen. So I was wondering, could I get either DC or Jan or Trilby, whoever wants to read? I'd just like to read some of the websites out and some of the articles and whatnot that are listed. Has anyone got access to the show blurb? It's got all the links and whatnot.
Let's see.
It should be, they're all the links. All I can see is a thing. Check hidden cable, and I have no video. So I think the computer is laughing. I think you got through this one.
Get over there. I'll just get over there and see.
Click on them because then I'm going to lose the board here. I don't want to click on them, but Trilby, you do have one in the Huffington Post and a blog about thewellnessuniverse.com.
Uh-oh. Wait a second. Sorry.
Hi. So I know, Trilby, you know your website. Do you want to just give that out so people can go visit?
Yeah,
it's a great website.
Yeah, thanks. It's Trilby Johnson, The Connective, and that's Trilby. johnsontheconcective.com. And generally, if you go there, you can find links to the Huffington Post and all my other blogs as well. I'm busy putting that all up there, so it's central. Yeah. Or just email me or connect with me on Facebook. My Facebook page is facebook.com/ Trilby the Connective. So TRILBY THECONNECTIVE. And you can just reach out there and I'm happy to send you the links.
Perfect.
And for anyone
the
who's
wellness
interested
universe,
for the I don't have that one in my head, but I will be putting the links up. If anyone reads the latest blog, I am reissuing them on my book Fearlessly Alone. The links are in the blogs, so if you look for the Fearlessly Alone blogs, but I will put the Huffington Post and Wellness Universe under resources or blogs. I'm not sure. They'll be there.
Okay. Yeah. They're good reads, and as I say, they're very. If you're on a healing path, and like really, who isn't? These are really good, like text. stay on that path. And let's see. Are there any other links we need to give out?
I have them right here.
Okay.
I can share them.
All right.
So,
you go, Jan.
Okay. Yes. So your link, Lynn, is worklight99@gmail.com. And that's Lynn Bleasdale.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Lori Connell, loriconnell.wixsite.com, Empathy Unlimited. And my website is www.wefindourway.com. And I don't have DCs. DC, do you want to give yours?
You know what? I actually have been in the process of changing the link for my new website. So
okay.
You can contact me on Facebook if you'd like, or any of the other social medias. I'm on those as well. Thank you.
Awesome. I just got everything back. Okay, so hang on. I'm going to do this real quick here. So Trilby's, you know, it all came back. It was a miracle. Trilby's articles are at www.huffingtonpost.com/Trilby. -D-Johnson/. And then the Wellness Universe, just type in the Wellness Universe and you can pull Trilby up there. She's a regular contributor for that. And then there's the other one is https://tinyurl.com. So that's tinyurl.com/142ZH7A, and that's another article. Sorry guys, I didn't mean to. I don't know what happened, but it all came back again. We have to announce to Jan that the show's going to be moving to Friday nights, and it'll
right.
be at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time, and what's that? 6-7 Central, 8-7. It'd be 7 Central time. So yeah, we're moving so that we can actually get Lori on the show. She's it's a better day for her. So look for us on
right.
Friday nights. And I'm glad we mentioned that. So Trilby,
yeah,
did you have
you.
Anything you'd like to say to sum up, or any last words for the listeners?
You know, we are going through very intense energies, and our bodies are being really hammered. They are. So it's not all in your mind. So really take the time you need to, you know, take care of yourself and be attentive. You know, really be aware of what's your business and what isn't your business, because that will help everybody. And, for the breathing audio, my website, De-Stress, Detox, Relax, you can download the audio there for free, and it will just help with the breathing and being present and grounded, because we really need to be in the now moment, because that's where everything does actually happen, and we can do it with consciousness.
Absolutely.
And I'd just like to thank you, ladies. Thank you so much for this wonderful time and allowing me to talk about, you know, my journey, what motivates me, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh,
I really enjoyed
Trilby, thank
it.
You. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank
I was
you.
Just a DC, anything you'd like to say, love? You thank you so
I
much
would
for standing
say,
by
thank
and
you
and
much.
Being
Yes, thank you so much for inviting me. This was a beautiful show. And my little grandson, he's one, he kept saying, A, all day. So he must have been saying you were going to connect with Lynn tonight.
That's so cute.
I will have to send him some maple syrup. I was just really
yes.
quickly, we're almost
Gosh,
out of
yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, give him a big hug. We love Jackson. Yeah, it's Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto are all in retrograde right now. So it's like a four-square whammy. So, yeah, shield yourself and just keep loving each other and sending the love. Jan, the last word is with you, dear.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We have such
too
a
much
nice
pressure.
Show, and so glad to have every DC and Sue, Trilby, Lynn, and I on tonight and to share with everybody. And I hope you all enjoyed it. We'll see you next week on Friday. So have a great week, everybody. We love you, and God bless you, and thank you. See y'all later. Enter the light.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Yeah. You guys are fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lynn.
Light and love, everyone.
Oh,
bye-bye.
We're still on. Here we go. Light and love. Thank you so much, you guys. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Here it comes.
Woo. Well, that was interesting. So you can still hear me, Jen?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay. Oh, that's
I'm
cool. That was perfect. Thank you. That was
off.
So funny with the. Okay. Well, listen, I'll go over to Facebook and I'll catch you there. I'll end this out. And,
okay.
And
that was a great show.
DC, thank you.
Great
thank
show,
you. Man. Yeah. You are just
yes,
an angel.
Thank you, DC.
All right. Well,
talk
yeah,
to you over there.
You are beautiful. Okay, kids.